June 15th, 1986. Started a new book today. Can't believe I'm actually writing about old Long, Tall, and Ugly again. But it felt right from the first page. Hell, from the first word. I've decided it'll be almost like the classic fairy tales in structure. Roland walks along the beach of the Western Sea, getting sicker and sicker as he goes, and there's a series of doors to our world. He'll draw a new character from behind each one. The first one will be a stone junkie named Eddie Dean. July 16th, 1986. I can't believe this. I mean, I've got the manuscript on the desk right in front of me, so I sort of have to, but I still can't. I have written 300 pages in the last month, and the copy is so clean it's positively squeaky. I've never felt like one of those writers who can actually take credit for their work, who say they plot every move and incident. But I've also never had a book that seemed to flow through me like this one has. It's pretty much taken over my life from day one. And you know, it seems to me that a lot of the other things I've written, especially it, are like practice shots for this story. Certainly I've never picked something up after it lay fallow for 15 years. I mean, sure, I did a little work on the stories Ed Furman published in FNSF, and I did a little more when Don Grant published The Gunslinger, but nothing like what I'm up to now. I even dream about this story. I have days when I wish I could quit drinking, but I'll tell you something. I'm almost scared to stop. I know inspiration doesn't flow from the neck of a bottle, but there's something... I'm scared, okay? I feel like there's something... something... that doesn't want me to finish this book. That didn't even want me to start it. Now, I know that's crazy. Like something out of a Stephen King story, har har. But at the same time, it seems very real. Probably a good thing no one will ever read this diary. Very likely they'd put me away if they did. Anyone want to buy a used fruitcake? I'm going to call it The Drawing of the Three, I think. September 19th, 1986. It's done. The Drawing of the Three is done. I got drunk to celebrate. Stone, too. And what's next? Well, it will be published in a month or so. And in 2 days, I'll be 39. Man, I can hardly believe it. Seems just about a week ago that we were living in Bridgeton and the kids were babies. Ah, fuck, time to quit. The writer's getting maudlin. June 19th, 1987. Got my first author's copy of drawing from Donald Grant today. It's a beautiful package. I've also decided to let NAL go ahead and do both Dark Tower books and paperback. Give the people what they want. Why the hell not? Of course, I got drunk to celebrate. Only these days, who needs an excuse? It's a good book, but in many ways, it seems like I didn't write the damn thing at all. That it just flowed out of me like the umbilical cord from a baby's navel. What I'm trying to say is that the wind blows, the cradle rocks, and sometimes it seems to me that none of this stuff is mine, that I'm nothing but Roland of Gilead's fucking secretary. I know that's stupid, but a part of me sort of believes it. Only maybe Roland's got his own boss. Ka? I do tend to get depressed when I look at my life. The booze, the drugs, the cigarettes. As if I'm actually trying to kill myself. Or something else is. October 19th, 1987. I'm in Lovell tonight, the house on Turtleback Lane. Came down here to think about the way I'm living my life. Something's got to change, man, because otherwise I might as well just cut to the chase and blow my brains out. Something's got to change. The following item from the North Conway, New Hampshire Mountain Ear, was pasted into the writer's journal, marked April 12, 1988. Local Sociologist Dismisses Walk-In Tales by Logan Merrill. For at least 10 years, the White Mountains have resounded with tales of walk-ins. Creatures who may be aliens from space, time travelers, or even beings from another dimension. In a lively lecture last night at the North Conway Public Library, local sociologist Henry K. Verdon, author of Peer Groups and Mythmaking, used the walk-in phenomenon as an illustration of just how myths are created and how they grow.